Wow, nothing like a beautiful, sunshiny rain overnight and first thing in the morning, and then just sunshine and warm and fabulous weekend, 3-day weekend, to make you think about getting out in the garden and raising some trouble. Or vegetables, whichever appeals to you. Tom Casper joins us this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners. Good morning there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Did you have a busy weekend at the old greenhouse?
I sure did. It was a lot of fun having folks come up and looking for unique vegetable varieties or hanging baskets or different things like that, flowers to get going in their containers. It was a fun-filled weekend at the greenhouse.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people say, hey, you're that guy on the PBS gardening show. But how many times do people listen to you explain something and say, you're that guy on the radio?
I had several people this weekend say that to me.
There you go.
Matter of fact, yeah. And then I had somebody ask me where my sidekick Bob was. and I'm thinking, Bob is, Bob's out farming somewhere. He's not at my greenhouse. So.
Oh, gosh. And nobody asked where I was. Did anybody ask where I was?
Where were you? You were working in your yard, too.
I was, because I'm up to my ears in burrs.
Yeah.
And the two dogs that are most obsessed with that garden area that is burrs are the ones that it takes 20 minutes to pick them out of their coats, of course.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about getting in a garden. Let's touch just quickly. If you've got this weird, goofy, nasty area that you want to turn into a nice garden, so you've got to clear it, and then somehow you've got to try to get rid of the weeds and the things that you don't want so that you can get the things that you do want, what do you recommend?
Well, that's a really good question. We could talk about that for a while. But, yeah, folks really want to, if they're going to establish a garden patch or planting area, and I'm doing some of that now, you really want to do as much as you can to eliminate or reduce the weed population before you get started, because it's time well spent as far as what you're going to save later on working in the garden and what the garden will produce for you. So there's a couple of different ways you can go about doing it. One of them is to go in and hand pull or dig all those weeds, or go in and certainly with a rototiller, going in and tilling those things up and trying to get the weeds loosened and then pulling them out by hand. You can also dig them by hand. And as we've talked about before, you can even burn those weeds, although in a garden-like setting, too much burning, you can alter the microbial action of the soil and have also a negative impact on what's going on below the soil line. So unless you're doing some light burning, it's okay, but not an intense burn, unless you plan on allowing that garden to rest for a period of time for those microorganisms to recover from.
Well, in the instance that I had seen first, because I'd never seen anybody burn a yard or burn like a garden area, these people had some kind of a nasty little bacteria or something that was growing in their yard that could make them sick or their pets sick. And so that's kind of why they had the special home remodel team come in and they drained everything and then they dug everything up and then they burned it all and then they replanted it. So, but unless you're trying to kill microbes, you maybe don't have to go quite that far.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, probably the most common thing that people do is they use some of the at the garden center kinds of products that are non-selective plant killers, things like Roundup or something with glyphosate in it. They can spray those garden areas and kill those weeds or unwanted plants down if they want to go that direction. Of course, that's not organic and not my standard choice of operation, but it will work and it is pretty effective. And within about 10 days after application, most of those weeds will be dead and you can actually go in and start working the soil and planting in that garden.
Now, there are some, I've been surprised that there are some, I think in particular, I'm probably thinking insecticides. There are some organic chemicals, things that you can use that are going to be easier on the environment. what do you got in the organic chemical line that kills burdock? I'm asking for a friend.
Yes. Well, there's not, like we talked about, burning at will or digging it by hand. There are not a lot of, or isn't a lot of, organic weed killer kinds of things. Vinegar, a good horticultural vinegar, will kill the top of it and knock it down good, or vinegar over the counter at the grocery store, applying it directly to those plants will burn them down too, and has a pretty good effect on knocking things back. Some folks worry about modifying or changing the soil pH too significantly.
Boy, I would imagine acidic. That could. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but in a small single kind of application like that, and our soils are slightly alkaline anyway, that you would have to use a tremendous amount of vinegar, especially if you're buying it at the grocery store. You'd have to use a lot to really have an impact on the pH of the soil. So, but once you go in and clean up that garden, you know, then it, and get it going, then it's time to plant it, and that's when.
And that's the good part.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Do we need to enrich our soil? Two questions. If you're reclaiming an old garden patch, do you need to enrich the soil? If you're making a garden patch out of your yard, what do you need to do with the soil?
Yes to both of those.
Okay. All right.
Either way, again, similarly to getting these weeds under control, also establishing good soil in that garden before you get started is money well spent and time well spent as far as future life of that garden and future expectations. So good soil. So if you're reclaiming an existing garden, you might be able to come in with some compost, WLSSD compost or others, and just add it to and turn it into that soil and have a pretty good success just by doing that. Now, if you're trying to start a brand new garden in existing Duluth clay soils, you're best to get some of that clay off or out and adding fresh soil for those gardens or for those plants. And they will do much better, especially our vegetables and things like that and flowers, if you give them good soil to grow into. So, and some folks don't want to deal with weeds or trying to dig a garden out. The other thing you can do is put newspaper down, or some people even put old carpet down or cardboard, and then build a garden right over the top of it with timbers or ties or stone or block or whatever they have. And in that case, you can a lot of times just leave what's a foot down, cover it up with one of those things I mentioned, and have a garden without having to deal with a lot of those kinds of things as well.
Now, one of the things that I did hear just recently, I think there was an article in the news about the plastic that you put down to keep weeds and stuff, and how it just seems to live forever, and that becomes part of the plastic in the soil, but it also ends up eventually, it does degrade and it becomes part of the plastic in our waterways. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
plastic's not our best bet as we're starting to rethink our use of plastics.
Yeah, using, like I said, cardboard or newspaper, both are very effective in weed suppression, and they break down, or both of them will break down over the course of a couple of years and just become part of the soil or the components within the soil. Without any negative impact on the surroundings. So if folks want to build over the top of an old garden or a lawn area and don't want to go through the effort of taking everything out, and they're going to build it a foot high or deeper, they can just use cardboard down first or newspaper and build right over the top of that.
You know, I don't want to let you go in this conversation about gardens before I bring up something that you bring up every year in the wintertime. Can you guess what it is that I'm referring to? You talk about many things, but you talk about this every single winter.
Deer, rabbits?
Nope.
Squirrels?
Nope.
Chipmunks?
Cold.
Cold.
Friends? Yeah. No, you were cold. You were not warm. You were cold. You talk about friends.
I haven't played hot and cold in years.
You talk about friends. You talk about, and I'm thinking about somebody, maybe somebody who wants to garden. I know my dad built some raised garden beds toward the end of his active gardening career, because it was hard for him to get down and garden on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about, you know, friends that come over, or you offer to help somebody convert a little patch, or you maybe help somebody out by helping them build or bringing out some raised garden beds, or even some container gardens maybe. Maybe you got a friend who likes to garden, but they're in an apartment, so you maybe bring them a big pot and some dirt and a tomato or something.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a great point, is, again, sharing that experience, or rallying some friends who like mind or just want to hang out together and have an afternoon to help a friend out building gardens and building things for folks, especially, you know, if they're dealing with limitations in mobility, to allow them to continue to garden in some context is very important, stuff that we can do for our friends and family. So.
Fantastic. Because it actually goes pretty quickly. Put up some fence yesterday to keep the fuzzy dogs out of the burdock, and it was surprising how little time it took, all things considered. So,
And then you didn't come and see me at the greenhouse.
No, I didn't, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen later this week.
Okay.
So there you go. All right, TK. Hey, thanks a million. We'll talk in a couple of weeks.
You have yourself a great day.
Tom Casper this morning, our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, right here on 103.3 KUMD.